Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Hey, Central Ohio. The Nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. Coda riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist Coda customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the Nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at coda.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Hello and welcome to the White Noise Podcast, episode something. Hey. This week I'm joined by the man, the myth, the Smith, Max.
What? Hello.
I said the man, the myth, the Smith.
Oh, that's good. Well done. Stephen's here.
Tom Looney.
Looney.
And the Rhino.
Hey, Ryan!
That's straight into the Nazi salute.
Straight into it.
Oh, Ryan!
Really?
Yes. Oh, let's start again.
No, you can't start again.
Move on from
Ryan.
You're doing it twice now.
Big ten.
He's a double fascist.
And
that was mad.
Ethan James is with us.
There's a rhythm,
there's a pace, and you upset it.
Do you know if
that was worse than a Nazi salute?
It wasn't
hot
worse.
Hot take? That's a hot take? Accurate hot take.
Thank you.
Surely it's got to be a specific arm that's
stop with the Nazis. Let's celebrate those down, shall we?
No, it's both arms.
Why are you playing that game?
I'm just...
Why do you want to tiptoe along that line?
I'm just trying to help myself.
Okay.
Is it working? I'm trying to get myself out of this situation.
But then I'm just trying to get myself out there. Get my ideas out there.
I'm not a fascist.
Well done, Ryan.
It's the first step.
Yeah.
That's good fun.
If you were angry at the world, I could understand.
Anyway, Ryan, what have you been up to?
What have I been up to? I've just been working at Cubing Hard.
Cuban hard. Is that a restaurant?
Just the cube.
How hard can a man cube?
Been working there a lot recently, this past month.
Really?
And I've embarrassed myself a few times, quite badly last week.
Oh, no.
Overworked.
Yeah, there's this game where you have to lift up this cylinder and it's like full of balls.
And you were lifting up dresses, weren't you?
Why is
that full of balls?
But I've been on this game for like a good couple of hours. I was like, whenever you're ready, lift up the top. Lift up the tube.
Lift up the top.
I've already ruined what I did. Yeah, two ladies went in there and I just went, whenever you're ready, lift up your top.
Oh, Ryan.
Lift the tube up, I meant to say.
How did you get that wrong?
I was just on robot mode.
Robot mode?
Just saying the same thing, and then, I said that.
Lift up your top.
So you've been saying lift up your top all day?
No, just this one time.
Did they lift up their tops?
No, but they did laugh.
But they did complain.
Did that anger you? Because you're a worker there. You have some authority.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. I
should have
said that's part of the rules.
Yeah.
Look, I'll get it started.
The game goes no further.
Yeah.
Unless I see some tits.
Yeah. 500 points.
You said robot mode. You use ChatGPT a lot. Do you have a separate mode now? What mode are you on now as well?
I'm on chilled banter vibes now.
Oh, I love that mode.
Yeah, I was in the taxi here. And the Uber driver, the window was open. He was like, you can wind the window up if you want. And for some reason, I just sort of...
Did you just start calling it names?
No, I didn't do that. I just went, thank you, good sir.
That's not chilled, is it? That's chilled.
That's
thanks, good sir, but my arm's hanging out of it at the moment.
Then he put the radio on.
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Why are you making a note of that, Ethan? It's just, that's his salute.
It's just chilled banter.
Chilled banter.
It was a callback.
It was a callback, but We could call back to 1939. It sounded very like true. Nazi
you did on your true. Holiday. You did. All you did is speak about Hitler.
You went to his house.
Yeah. That's even worse.
I'm not celebrating.
You licked his ass.
You said it was the hot.
You were
of the
way
trip.
Up there, yeah.
It would be a story if I had, but I didn't. I certainly didn't.
He did. He was at the Führer's rectum.
Do you know what? Other than cubing it up, I've not really done a whole lot.
You've let your beard grow.
That's let the beard grow. Mm. I just thought. I just could. Well, do you know, I couldn't be bothered to. Yeah, I just. Yeah.
Laziness.
And I've had a couple of compliments on the beard. Okay. So I just thought, yeah, I'll just keep it. Just see how long it goes.
Have you got like an end game to the beard? Though. Is it going to get like big and bushy, or are you just going to
try and get fisherman. It like yours?
Yeah.
Mm. I've taken the Improv King title. Maybe I'll take
my beard.
The best beard title.
Oh, you can't have it.
I'm not sure what I look like without a beard now.
You need to shave. It's hilarious.
Horrible.
We saw a picture of you without a beard the other week.
Yeah, but I was thinner then.
Maybe. No. Your beard is
maybe I'm not fat. Kind of, maybe it's just hair.
Okay. Your beard casts a shadow that makes you look bigger.
My 20 stone beard. It sounds like a TV show then.
So when you're not cubing, what are you doing?
Yeah. I've been watching a lot of cowboy things recently.
Not movies, just things.
Like Yellowstone and all the prequels to that. But now I'm just
you're out of
playing
that.
Red Dead 2 again. I'm just walking around like.
Are you getting into country music?
Yeah, I am.
Which
really
country?
Am. American.
Okay, I thought it would be Cuba.
The cowboys have beards.
I
refuse to answer that.
Yeah, mind your own business.
Scolded by Ryan, and then do that. Well, actually, don't do that because then you shot yourself in the face. I'm not a cowboy like you.
Just throw your arm in the air.
Have you lassoed Dave at all?
No. I would like to though. It's quite a skill.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
No, is it? I like to lasso anyone.
Anyone.
Yeah. It's a man, good woman, skill child, to have, doesn't matter, does it? Just get my toothbrush.
Your toothbrush?
Yeah, I could lasso anything.
Well, oh, you mean you could retrieve the toothbrush?
Yes.
Right, okay. Oh, I thought you meant with a toothbrush. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Like I guess floss would be better.
Yeah.
Could you use that at work?
The lasso?
Yeah. Just get the tops, off. You didn't have to ask.
Yeah.
Have you got like little spurs and like little chaps?
Little spurs and chaps.
Little spurs chaps, do you mean? Deli Alley.
Yeah, Deli Alley. Related things.
So spurs are the, you know, they're on the back of a boot.
The white team in England, London. Don't do the arm actually for that.
Oh dear.
I feel like I'm stuck in this trench with you. Shit.
Not yet. But Christmas is around the corner.
Christmas is around the corner, you want some spurs.
Spikes for my shoes.
What about golf shoes?
Do the cowboys wear that?
Do cowboys wear golf shoes?
Yeah. Do cowboys play golf?
The cowboys live in Salford.
Do now.
Yeah. That's
Ooh,
great.
I
guy.
Love that. Clip that.
That's very good.
Definitely clip that.
Thumbnail right there.
There was a moment where you brought your two fingers and you're obviously going to sniff or lick them.
Yeah.
Like Pavlov's dog-esque. Mm.
No!
Cheeky that, Ryan. Is that happening in cowboy films?
All the time.
Like Brokeback Mountain.
All the time. That's been on our movie poster list for ages, and it's just not been scratched off.
Well, it's time to scratch it off.
I've heard that itch,
I just
Dave.
Don't want to sit down with Dave and watch it.
Really?
Don't know why?
Yeah, but you're in your cowboy
films. Stand up and watch it.
Could stand up and watch it.
What are you concerned about?
Is it the,
you're worried about getting a hard on whilst watching it, aren't you?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
You got Dave lassoed in the corner.
Lassoed. Lassoed?
Lassoed, whatever.
Is that lasso?
These people are trying to be cowboys over here, mate. Don't stand a chance, do they?
No,
I wouldn't want to.
Quickest hands in the West.
Yeah, it's a salute.
Apparently.
anything else going on, Ryan? God damn it.
How many hours have you been working? Because you famously don't work many hours.
Yeah, so I've been doing like 40 hours a week.
40 hours a week?
40 hours a
the
week.
The cube is open 40 for 40 hours.
Yeah.
Is it busy?
My usual shift would be like 12 till half 9.
Who's going to the cube?
There's people out the doors, mate.
Really?
At 12,
I'm surprised.
Yeah. At 12. Yeah, people love it. They come from all over.
And are you doing any more of the TikToks? Kylie Jenner voiceovers.
So, I don't know if you saw it.
I've seen the TikToks. I'm aware.
Me without any storms.
I don't know. They've not asked me to do any, but well, not that I actually did it. I was just in it.
You did do it.
It was you. I've seen it. It was you. Definitely you.
But, you know, 95% of the comments were just, Rhino, which is great.
And they don't want that.
But then
you're assuming how they're saying it there. They're chanting your name.
Rhino.
Rhino.
No. Rhino. But there's some comments on there that were just a bit.
Can you
say
something? So
there's this woman that was in the TikTok as well. She's only like 21 or whatever. But some people are commenting being like, "Oh, I bet she gets fucking railed by the rhino and things like that."
Nice one.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. So I don't know how many they've had to delete.
That's so bad.
But would they win that bet?
Yeah. No one's
sticking it to me.
No one's getting railed by the rhino.
Yes. Love that for you.
Yeah.
Well done, mate.
Thanks.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast. Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Ryan, this next stuff is going to be a little bit hard to hear.
Okay? Talking about my belt again. Next.
I don't.
Oh. Your belts are next.
Callbacks only work when the audience knows.
I went straight to you trying to strangle yourself with your belt.
Oh.
Sorry. Anyway, it could cause a little bit of trauma. So, just warning you now.
Okay, palms are already sweaty.
Knees weak.
I went on holiday. Sorry.
Did you get a plane?
I did. I went through with it.
Fucking.
I paid the money and I went.
Show off.
I know half the holiday's just paying, but I thought I'd see what the rest of it had to offer.
Overrated. Yeah. It's all the same,
It peaks when that payment goes through, doesn't it?
Really does. Yeah. The money that you forgot you paid comes out your account.
Yeah, it's not. You know, I still owe Dave $200 for that. That's the.
You should really pay him.
You should.
I will
pay him.
Of course, I'll pay him.
Yeah.
But I'll probably
40 hours a week. You've not paid him back yet.
I've not been paid for the 40 hours a week yet.
Or ever. Not paying you.
He's back again.
I wasn't even working. I was just moderating in my own time.
He walks in, tells him to take
cross
a top
line.
Off and leaves.
Anyway, I went to Croatia. Yeah, nice. It's a bit like that.
Well done.
Thanks, Max. Yeah. Real hot, real sunny. Not when I got there, though. It was raining and thunder and lightning.
Should
have
home.
I should have, yeah. You're right, Ryan.
Save some money. Well, not save money. You wouldn't have saved money, actually.
But where we were was relatively remote, and it was away from everything else. So we got there late. The restaurants didn't really cater to vegans. Oh shit.
Wow.
So they had like a little general store. So we went in there. Not great for not great for the vegans, still. And I'm there looking at this, you know, little tuna pot thing, like a cat had eat. And I thought, oh, fuck me, this hasn't gone well.
Did you want to be away from stuff?
This hotel, it was either this one or the one we stayed in last time. Right. I thought, I don't want to stay in the same place again. Yeah. But this one was a little bit higher up. It was like Orasek or something. But it had loads to do there, which I didn't even do. So I thought, well, that'd be good. Anyway, when the next day comes after, you know, a lovely tuna supper for me, it's raining again. So heavy. But Zoe goes, let's just go to the pool because no one's going to be there. Mm. So we're in the pool, it's raining, and it's good fun.
A bit warm at least.
Yeah, it is. And we head back up to the room, and then Zoe goes, I've left my phone. And I'd somehow got away with not being too soaked. And then when I went for the phone, it was about a 2 minute walk and I was drenched and I thought, this is not good. But then after that, it was just glorious. And it was a case of, you know, just lying in the sunshine, looking at the sea. Anyway, for some reason, a couple of the nights they had on another island, there's a massive firework display, like the best fireworks.
Is it the little one you can see from Dubrovnik? Or is it further up?
It's a little bit further up. Right. But the fireworks were ridiculous. Ones where they explode and change colour. And
oh, that's cool. Wow.
But they had, at the hotel, they had like these big business meetings. So the first one was Lenovo. I just thought they were sponsored by Lenovo. I was going, what's going on? And so he was like, oh, it's a laptop brand. And then the last couple of days, Deloitte started popping up around. Like, what's going on? And then we went to go to the pool on the last day. It was like, this is locked off for a business meeting.
Oh, the fucking
what?
Pool.
Business meeting? What the, yeah. What's the business meeting in a bloody pool?
Oh, so you, thought,
is that what you said?
And it was more internally. and then we went to the beach. But Zoe loves going in the sea, and I was like, oh, I don't like the sea. So at one point we went for a little bit, and I was just constantly thinking I'm going to get eaten by a shark, even though it's netted off, and it's about 20 yards.
Is there a business meeting on the other side, yeah?
I went for a swim in that area of coast.
Sick, mate.
And
he lived.
After it had been raining, I got into the sea. Oh, this will be nice. I stepped on a jellyfish and got stuck. Straight out.
Yeah.
Well, we got goggles so we could see all the cute little fish. That was nice. We went on these jet skis. And it's so different to the UK because the safety talk was right hand is accelerating, left hand's brake. And that was it. okay.
And that was wrong.
So we set off on them and they were just like, yeah, you can head out there and
cool?
there'll be a tracker. Yeah, well, I was like, they won't go fast at all. It'll be sort of limited. And then once you got a certain distance away from the island, they just flew. And I was really scared because I was like, if I fly off, I could die. For some reason, the engine was really loud. I just started to sort of bark and growl at the sea because I liked the noise. So going, rawr, 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 like that. And I do that when the blender goes off when I'm making a smoothie.
You sound mental.
Something going wrong with me. Something going wrong. And the toilet flushes.
Great to
on the
get away board. And just bark at the ocean.
but yeah, that was fun. And we were quicker than the boats because they go like it was either up to 60 miles an hour or 60 kilometres, but Zoe's convinced it was miles. So we're overtaking boats.
Were you having to mitigate waves? Was it choppy?
So, yeah, if you got really quick, then you'd be bouncing up like that. And that's when I'd slow right down to the arm, not going in.
I've always wanted to go on a jet ski, but I feel like it would be bad for my back. Just the amount of you know what I mean?
Yeah. You've always wanted to.
You're quite light, so I guess you... Yeah.
Sorry,
the cowboy is worried about going up and down like that.
Yeah, on the sea.
Yeah. What about Dave?
Yeah, fuck up. Nothing's going on there, by the way. All the allegations.
John, we spoke about Joe fucking dogs. He's never been as defensive as when we said you fucked your mum, you never really got that far.
Yeah. But you and Dave, suggestion.
It's just a lot of things have gone on. Like, so my mum was like, you know, send Dave my love. Let him know, you know.
I will, mum.
He's part of the family
Bro's
now.
Jealous.
I was like, well, you know, we are mates, though. She's like, yeah, I know. Yeah,
it sounds like you were suggesting that she was suggesting that you were more than mates.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how, yeah.
Right. Do you feel like your relationship with Dave is getting a bit weird now that you're a bit older?
No, not at all.
Have you ever kissed?
No.
Would never?
You? No.
Have you ever like slept together, like not sexually, in the same bed?
No.
No. You ever been in the really?
No.
No.
I'll stop these questions. I feel like it's.
Yeah. I don't think so. No. Never shared a bed.
Thank you, Got Ryan Lock.
There. Rooms.
Anyway, I start to bond with cats because they. I'm normally scared of them, thinking they'll back off and then they'll claw me. But these would come up and they sort of curve the body around your leg, don't they? And I was like, oh, this is nice. And then we'd just been to the shop and bought one of my great tuna tins. And then two cats came out of the dark. Hey. I was like, oh, I'm going to have to give this up. So I gave them my dinner. And then and I thought, I'll leave it there because otherwise
I'll be back.
I'll be doing a Tom.
Very gentle, aren't they?
They are, yeah. But these were really skinny and I thought, they're not going to live long.
Awesome.
So I'll give up my one tuna tin And I'll keep my two other bags of shopping. Am I a hero? Maybe. Lastly, so yesterday when we were in the airport, queuing up, and obviously there's a massive queue, and we're one of the cool guys who sort of hang back because our seat's our seat. And this old couple were walking to the front, and I was sort of playing the different people walking around to Zoe. I was doing their voices. And I think I said, "Oh, come on, Moira, pretend you're disabled," as they were just walking to the front and they hadn't realised the queue was there. And the guy just stacks it. He got his foot stuck on one of the chairs or something. And he just, and because it was like a solid floor, it made a really loud noise. And then it's like a few seconds when no one did anything. And then a few people came over. And then
pretend you're disabled.
And then there was a couple of the guys stood there with the hands on the knees like that. So I say, "No, how many white guys do we need to have our hands on our knees?" And then I said, "Oh, we should go and ask him about his trip bus." We couldn't stop laughing. And then we just looked awful because we were laughing. And mainly it was just me laughing. And I thought, oh, we do look bad.
Joe, you fall over, it's fair game.
But I was thinking, at what age is the cut-off? Because he was quite old, but...
How old?
He was
60?
70, I'd say.
Oh. an age where a fall is quite bad for
critical,
you.
Critical, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he was down for like 5 minutes and they got him a cup of water, but I just couldn't stop laughing. yeah, that was good fun.
Stayed down.
Yeah, he stayed down for a while, and then he got his water.
Okay.
He got during the back of the queue.
That's the worst part.
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing.
He tripped over at the same place again.
The plane was weird as well, because the woman in front was just going... She said to one of the hostesses, "Your face is worrying me, because you..." Whoa. Yeah, she's going, "You're not smiling, and I'm worried the plane's going to crash." And then she's like, "Oh, no, I'm just doing my job." And she kept talking about the plane crashing. She was just ordering loads of wine and then to go, "I feel sick, it's this plane." I think, it's the wine you're drinking. Yeah.
What?
Nervous flyers, eh?
She said she was a nervous flyer and she made a massive deal of it. And she had her husband wafting him. She was yelling at him because he kept hitting her with the menu.
Not surprised.
Poor bloke.
And then, I thought, that's some husband. And she went, "Oh, yeah, I'm not great with flying because, we've gone away to Croatia. Last month was France and the month before was Spain."
Fuck off. You're doing this every couple of weeks.
You know what to expect at this point.
She thinks the air hostess is suicidal.
Yeah.
Like, I know I'm on a plane that's going to crash, but I'm still doing my job.
It is mad, the alcohol on the planes, because it's such an enclosed
place. How long's the
flight? Less than 3 hours. It's not bad.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
And then this morning I had to get a visa for somewhere else. And I got there, didn't know where I was going, and I saw there was where I needed to go was there. So I started to walk that way, and then it was closed off, and it's like these curtains. So I thought, I'm not going to walk in. And then I joined the queue, big long queue, and then no one else is joining. I think, well, I'll go and speak to this guy and see if I'm in the right place. Went to him, spoke to him, and he went, you're going to have to join the queue. And then I looked back and six people had joined the queue now. I was thinking, oh, no. And my appointment was in 2 minutes. And then that took forever. So many people coming in. And it was just...
It's an embassy.
Yeah, like all different languages going on, shouting going on. I was just sort of breathing deeply. And then I get to the front and then he just starts speaking to other people who are coming over to him. And he's going, "What time's your appointment?" And I'll go, 10:15. And he's like, "Oh, okay." And he's speaking to everyone else. I was just thinking... Do I shout my appointments at 10, sir? But I didn't. And then I get put through to the next place and then I'm waiting there for 45 minutes and I'm desperate for a wee, but I'm like, if I go, my appointment's going to come up. And then it comes up to my number, and then someone else just walks in there.
Yeah. What?
Like, oh, no.
They don't have the same, in some parts of Europe, it's just like, yeah. Just take any window of opportunity you
gutted.
Get.
Gutted. And then he, go in, and then the guy, he speaks to me like this. So I spend the next 15 minutes laughing when I shouldn't be laughing. I'm just going, yeah. And sometimes he'd laugh, and sometimes he'd go, what have I done? And then he kept speaking about commission of taking photographs, and I'm like, yeah. And he's going, you're not paying, are you? It's the company. I was like, yeah. And so he started to take multiple pictures. I was like, oh, okay. And he was like, can you put your chair back? So my chair's going back with the curtain, so now people can see me getting my picture taken. And all this is chaos. And then I get to leave, and I was like, the whole holiday and the sort of relaxation is all undone.
You're bloody back to work
the
now.
Bloody visa. Yeah. Anyway, that's enough of my life.
What a life, though.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Do you want to follow that?
Oh, you go, mate. You go.
No, I insist.
Max, sure, yeah, Max, you've been watching Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore Girls, mate. What a show. Honestly, what a show. It's fun. Do you know what?
You're not on trial, mate. Go on.
it's just the raucous laughter that happened after hearing that.
Oh,
I watch a TV show.
It's just so much fun, you know.
It is fun, isn't it?
Yeah. Is it a bit like Sex and the City?
No.
Or is it a bit more
bog off
show?
Your purse.
I don't know. I'm not.
Are they fucking? Are the Gilmore Girls fucking?
No, because it's, you know, it's a mother
it?
And daughter.
Is it good? Yeah.
You know, they're not the sort of relationship that you have, Ryan. It's a single mother raising a single daughter. And just the wacky stuff that happens around that.
So I've seen Zoe watching this.
Yeah.
But it's one of those shows that has never got my attention.
Do you know what? It's just well written. jokes are funny, which is...
It's got comedy actress in it?
So many.
Melissa McCarthy?
Melissa McCarthy, yeah.
And she's playing a much more toned down role, is that
very
right?
Toned down. Yeah. Too toned down, that's what I say.
Oh, yeah. Turn it up.
This is the Melissa I know about. Yeah, it's just good fun. God.
How does it compare to your favourite TV shows?
It's not as good as them.
Right. Oh. That was an obvious answer. Sorry. That's bad journalism. I do apologise. It was a waste of everyone's time. How's it compared to your least favourite show, sir?
No.
Got it.
Yeah, it's better than them. Worst TV shows. Yeah, I wouldn't even know what that is. Hollyoaks.
I saw a list of the top ranked sitcoms. Oh. It must have been by the US, because the US office was top. UK office was like 45th. Oh, that's rotten. Peep Show was like 40-odd. No respect. No respect.
Mrs. Brown's Boys on there?
No.
That's
has
good.
Some respect.
Has Zoe ever been watching anything that you were like, oh, what's that? Not interested, but it's caught your eye.
Yeah, yesterday on the plane she was watching Normal People. And
what,
that's the one with Paul Mescal and Daisy Edgar something, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
It's the one.
Yeah, we were laughing about that. Normal People.
Just normal people.
Fucking fuming,
yeah,
mate.
Just normal. But there's so much sex going on. I kept looking over and tutting. And then.
Is that normal?
And then she explained what was going on.
Normal people having sex all
the
time.
And she's like, oh, he's a popular kid. And then that got into me.
I can't relate to that show.
You can relate to being a single mother, can you? And a single daughter.
Oh, often do weird people have sex.
Every blue moon.
Cheers, mate.
So that one caught my eye.
Okay.
And that one seems quite good. I think that was popular when it was out.
What about your partner, Coco Melon?
Desperate Housewives caught my eye back in the day.
Yeah.
What about, did you ever watch one of the Desperate Housewives of, what's it, Real Housewives?
Real Housewives.
My mum's big into that.
So we had some of the Real Housewives come into work.
Of Cheshire?
Of Cheshire. They're always off. Like they think it's a, I don't know who in particular it was, but it's talking like they're going to be fucking watching this. just that nature of celebrity. It's like, I don't know, they think you're really privileged to have, they think there's someone trying to get stuff at the studio to come in and do stuff and like, but all comp for free, you know, it'd be an opportunity for you to have, you know, whoever there.
Did you show them the rat tail video? Go, this is clout. This is, look at the views on that. Yeah. That's the interactions we want. You're just twiddling. You can turn away now, ladies, or pay full price. But you, Ryan, did you ever watch something?
Downton Abbey is something that caught my eye.
Yeah.
Did you watch it with Max?
It was with my
Because you discussed watching
the film. There was something to do with Downton Abbey.
Go watch it.
Well, there's a new one coming out, so we'll go and watch that.
I've never seen it.
It doesn't matter. I'll feel
you.
Are you offered to watch it, the film, with him?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I don't remember. My memory's not good.
Do you still have your Limitless thing?
Cineworld now, not Odeon. Cineworld's great.
What month are you going, this is well worth it?
First one, I went, saw Superman, 28 Days Later, one years month. Later. Weapons, that was really good.
So recently?
Yeah.
And then in the bleak midwinter, you go, what's the point?
Something to go where it's warm.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. That's
true. Yeah. If I was homeless, I'd get a Limitless card.
How much are they?
£16 a month.
So you'd be kicked out to spend the night on the street.
Why would I be kicked out?
Well, because it closes,
there,
doesn't
Max.
It?
Yeah, but then during the day I've got a nice,
Everywhere's open during the day.
Yeah, but not somewhere dark that you can sleep.
There's loads of.
There's a guy in the middle of Waterstones bookstore sleeping on the floor.
You go to a library, it's free.
I'm not going to
a paying
library.
To go sit in a cinema.
Because I can see a movie and then I can have a nap. And get Pick-A-Mix
nice
for 25% off.
No, I know, but when you say if you are homeless, it's like it doesn't solve the one thing, which is where you're spending the night.
Gym membership's good because you can just stay there 24/7.
Yeah, but I don't want to be in the gym. Shower. I got the toilets. I just wash in the toilet. I'm homeless.
Toilets at the cinema. Mate, we're closing up now.
I'm just sleeping in the toilet, mate.
But my hair's wet. It's cold outside.
Suck your dick.
Is that the worker or me?
If it's the worker, they're having a fucking awful day, aren't they? They've lost a bet. Sucked off that homeless guy who flannel washes in the toilets. Why?
The moment just took me. How can I get you to leave?
He's not left me side since.
Or the pick and mix off the
floor.
Who
do I speak to about revoking a Limitless card?
I pay with £16, mate. You're stuck with me for a month. Now get sucking.
I sucked off.
Yeah?
The homeless guy in flannel washes in
his That's what I'd do if I was homeless. What about you, Ryan?
How did you even get there? That's right, what he'd watched.
I wanted to go and see Downton Abbey, then yeah, now Max is living in cinemas.
That's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah. That was a great show, by the way.
Check it out.
Downton Abbey.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Tom, you went to Poland for the weekend.
Yeah, I did.
Where did you go in Poland?
I went to Gdansk.
Oh!
Yes,
Gdansk.
On the Baltic Sea.
You went to...
What did you fucking say?
So you said you went to Gdansk, whatever.
Gdansk.
And Ryan said you went to dance.
Right. Okay.
Dance, he said.
Went to dance.
Went to dance, yeah.
Softy.
Good as well.
That is good.
It's fucking good.
Did you dance?
Did I dance? Probably. No, I don't think so.
Fucking hell.
No, it wasn't. Do you know what? I've been a bit tired and I had a lot going on. It was a very, very chilled weekend.
So what's Gdansk got to offer? Why did it appeal to you?
Do you know what? Have anyone been to Copenhagen?
Yes.
It's expensive.
So there's a street in Copenhagen. You know that famous street with the tall houses that are painted?
Oh, I've seen. Is it like the classic picture that'll come up?
Yeah. And it's like, obviously that's in Western Europe. And it's this, you know... Everyone goes there. It's mad touristy.
Mm. It's beautiful.
It is, but like the whole of Gdansk is like that. It's like a stuff of fairy tales.
What, fairy tale?
Yeah, it depends on fairy tale.
Hansel and Gretel. No, that was
that's horrible. Gingerbread house.
It's in the woods.
Probably the one. I just thought the one fairy tale.
I just tried to think of something German.
Gingerbread house burning down in the forest.
Yeah, not like that.
Beautiful place.
I thought, do you know what? Every time I go somewhere, I always try and I think I'm going to buy a football shirt from the place I go, because I get go to some random places. And I always.
Somebody asked me that because we drove past the stadium and. Yeah. She went, would you ever do that? And I thought, no. But I think it's a good idea. But
for some reason, you're doing like niche ones.
Yeah.
Because you never know. Like,
it's pronounced niche. Stupid. Cut that. I don't want to be a part of it. Yeah.
But the, I think it's Lechia Gdansk playing like a green.
Oh.
And green's my colour.
If you got it in a mystery football shirt, would you go, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So I thought, do you know what? I keep saying I'm going to do it, and I get there. But there was one in Tromso which had all the Northern Lights on it.
Wow.
Nice. It wasn't like...
What, the shirt?
Yeah, it had the Northern Lights on the shirt. Cool. But it wasn't... Do you know the one we got, the American one, that was... It was a good...
It was a forest?
It's just, Park Green
that's
Rovers
right,
or something.
I've got that one. I think.
Yeah. But it just looked a little bit more cheaply made.
Oh, no.
It was a good shirt, but I just thought, I'm not going to do it. But every time I go, I think, oh, 100 quid, I'm not going to do it, I'm not going to do it. I thought, fuck it, I'm going. So I got a 25-minute taxi to the stadium, to the fan shop, didn't have my size.
What size are you?
Large.
You're not a large.
Yes, I am a large.
How are you a large?
What do you mean? I'm 6 foot tall.
You're like skin and bones.
What are
you? You're a small.
Small sometimes.
You're a medium. You're a large.
We're like Goldilocks.
Yeah, you're like Russian dolls, us, I guess.
And you're...
Well, I'm a triple XL, but, you know, it's fine.
You want us all inside you, do you?
But Ryan would be in you. You'd be in Tom.
And I'd just be rattling around inside.
Too much room.
Tom, you ate 600 grams of pasta.
Wow. So we went to a restaurant.
What do you do? 600 grams.
That's like a whole pack, isn't it?
Almost. Do you know what? They said 600 grams, but I don't think it was. I think it was closer to a kilo.
5 kilos.
No, because.
Keep bragging, mate.
I'll need an extra large.
Why are you getting triggered by this?
Why is this a story? You had a lot of pasta.
The story is.
I had 3 burgers yesterday, mate. You don't see me writing that down on the fucking podcast pressure.
You should better than fucking.
He's got more, actually.
I got a picture taken, and I went on the Facebook page.
What, this is like an eating challenge?
Well, no, because no one had come in and ordered that amount of pasta before. Well, no, because I said, do you know what? The thing is, they were all Italian. I don't think they're... Maybe a bit of a language barrier. I mean, numbers are generally universal, but I said, can I maybe get a bit more? And they were like, you look like a double portion. I said, that... It's 600 grams. I don't know where he's from, but...
Mario boiled both kettles.
Yeah. But they were all like, oh, okay. And then he comes over in this big plate and they're all like laughing. It was massive. It was bigger than I intended. So they took a picture of me with it.
Did they do like a before and after or...?
No.
No, okay.
No. What is wrong with you?
They do that.
They do that, but you seem annoyed that they didn't do it. Like, my story is bad because of it.
No, it's a great story.
And did you finish all the pasta?
Almost. From, there was just a little bit of the sausage that was in it that it was like a vegan sausage. It was nice, but it just got... But all the pasta finished. And, yeah.
Well done.
Max, you went out with work, ended up in someone's flat at 5 in the morning.
Mate, honestly, bro is living a life. We went to Crazy Pedro's. That shot's at 4. Just wandered
you,
the streets.
Drinking?
But what time did you start? Because we've jumped at 4. But...
Probably about 11.
So that's five hours.
Yeah.
Solid.
If somebody's leaving, do. So you got to, you got to stay out for that.
People leave the frog a bucket every week.
And are you sinking a drink?
I am sinking. Yeah, I'm sinking a few. Buying everyone rounds, that's fun.
You are?
Yeah, I've not been able to do that before.
What are the rounds?
Are they buying new rounds?
Sometimes.
Just be careful, right?
Yeah, I've probably spent a lot.
People taking advantage of you. Moneybag Smith.
Not anymore.
Pretend to be mates with him.
Not after all those fucking rounds. Cut that. What am I doing?
What rounds are you getting?
Just drinks.
Shots.
Shots and drinks, yeah.
Great story, this man.
At Ryan's birthday, you were getting him shots of, what was it?
Baby Guinness.
Was it Baby Guinness?
When was this?
Tequila Rosé.
Tequila Rosé, yeah. Oh, we had a couple of tequilas.
Yeah.
Oh, in that garden...
Yeah, that was tequila.
That was just tequila.
That was after the go-karting. Mm. Yeah. That was fun. Yeah.
So you're in your shop buying phase?
I guess so.
What, around Freshers?
Not around, I don't think any Freshers were there. I was with my tight-knit crew. Anyway, the weird part of the evening was going to somebody that works there, Shay. He's in an Irish, like an Irish band.
A bit obvious.
We get to, yeah, well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
I need to watch out what I say now, don't I?
Just leave it there, mate.
If you're making it up, I would watch what you're saying.
Go to his house at 4 a.m, or 5, whatever, and there's like a 7-piece Irish band there, just proper going for it. Like somebody's on the fiddle in the corner.
So there's a fiddle in the corner?
In his house?
At his house, yeah.
So it's a house, not a flat. It's a house.
It's a flat.
It's a flat.
Flat, yeah, right in the middle of town.
Somebody, what, at 5 a.m?
5 a.m.
What do the people in the apartments say?
I don't know. They seem, I guess they were okay with it. There's like 3 people on the accordion. Somebody's on the banjo.
Wow.
And I'm just like,
this
around?
Is wild.
You on your banjo?
Yeah. Just whip it out and
play
just start
this.
Jacking it.
Play this, lads. I got you a shot earlier. What the fuck?
Yeah. It's weird that that's more boring than the pasta story.
I've got a shot for you. It's cum falls down. Forget it. I'm going home. Not because of that. Because I'm tired.
Andrew, can I sleep here tonight? No, I just crash on the floor.
Still got one eye open.
Just 2 eyes open. Anyone... Any takers?
Cock still out.
Well, yeah, obviously that's the joke, isn't it, Tom?
Is it?
What did you think the joke? The joke was that I'm just stood there sleeping. The joke was that I'm.
Was it?
No.
I thought you came. I thought you came on yourself.
There's a sort of limbo of whether the penis was in or out, but you knew it was out.
Fucking hell! I wasn't sure. I was just clarifying. I've been attacked.
I couldn't see from my angle.
Yeah.
Thank you. Cut that.
Anyway, it's time for Tom Looney's Celebrity Gossip.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
New couple Harry Styles and Zoe Kravitz can't stop stepping out and carefully coordinating outfits.
I think you'd expect that of, well, certainly of him.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
You left, you lose time. There's me. I guess I'll give a little preamble. I loved Max's biscuit-based comedy so much that I thought I'd give it a go myself.
Good that. You were unlucky.
I listened back to what you did, and it was the first penguin joke was really funny. And I didn't laugh at the time, so I apologise. It had me in fits of laughter later, which is almost a win in itself, isn't it? Anyway, I'm ready for the time to start.
3, 2, 1.
My biscuit of choice is party rings. Now, these are new. These are actually Diddy party rings, which I think means they're mini. They're just covered in what seems to be gum. Delicious. And they also have a... We must have a joke on the back. What's brown and sticky? I'm not going to do that one. Thank you very much. Time.
You got me.
You're eating a soggy biscuit.
What
the fuck was that?
Oh my god. You know when you can feel it inside you?
Is that. Did you put lotion on the biscuits?
Yeah.
Steven!
Diddy fire rings is
brilliant.
Fucking
ice to them, man.
That's genius.
I was rushed.
A Diddy party ring?
Yeah.
No.
That's very good.
Oh god.
I went for a party ring.
It's like a Diddy ring.
I don't like party rings.
I don't. No. I don't really like the icing on them
party ring.
It's brilliant.
I mean, I got through that and then I nearly laughed. Oh, it's good. Come on.
Ethan, would you like a party ring?
I am.
Are cream free.
I'm sure they are, but you can't.
You don't
quite
seem
know.
So Ethan laughed at that. Does that mean Ethan's doing it?
I am not in it.
Put it to the vote.
Put it to the vote.
Okay.
Who's voting us?
See you doing it next week.
Ethan. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're the vote. Oh shit. Okay. Five. Yeah. Well,
that was brave putting it to the vote.
Yeah. I didn't.
You could have just said no, but
yeah. Okay. You'd be good at laugh you lose.
Oh, go on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unpredictable.
Okay. Fine.
You can keep doing it. Like, as in, one go until one of us laughs.
Okay.
You just keep going.
Right. On it. Fine.
Okay.
Okay.
That's stress you didn't need, isn't it?
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Ryan, our topic of conversation is you.
Ooh, what about me,
Ryan?
What have you been up to? No.
Have you still got your acting thing coming up in November?
Yeah, as it stands.
trying to get out of it.
Not panicked yet and dropped out.
What's the acting thing? Is this the Germany thing?
It's like a film thing.
Did you say a lot of them panicked?
No. I've not panicked. And
movie.
I've done a runner.
A runner, that'll get you sacked.
Or employed as a runner. Yeah, it's in November. It's like this film. I'm basically playing some guy who has been...
Are you going to be doing Movember at the same time?
Oh, is this the... Well, who else is in this? I remember you telling us.
Yeah, so...
It's brushing past Movember, are you?
Is that Lewis Stevenson?
Lewis Saunderson.
Lewis Spence.
And then, like, there's some Stevenson. Guy from
the guy that goes, no!
Oh, he's in it!
Yeah, he's in it. I don't know who he is in it.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, he's in it. So basically, we're all on this island. We've been trapped there for like a couple of years or whatever. That's why I'm actually like one of the reasons why I'm growing this.
Right, okay. Is it like an Epstein Island thing or?
Not that I'm aware of. Okay. Do need to read the script again.
Possibly.
But yeah, my character's in charge of all the food production, but I've just messed it right up.
Yeah.
And I don't want to
give
away
the plot.
Did
they watch the Come Die With Me by any chance?
But yeah, I still don't know like exact dates or anything yet, so it might not even happen. Every person I tell about this, they're always like, this is Stephen, isn't it?
No, it's
like,
not me.
Not that I'm aware of.
It's not me. I wouldn't have you on food production either.
Have you been given any information?
Just Cotswolds, Big House.
Cotswolds, Big
House. So when it comes to you, you're just going to head to the Cotswolds and hope for the best.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With the big beard.
Yeah.
Big house around here.
I'm ready, guys. Where are you?
So have you rehearsed with David at all?
No. Like I said, I've written down all my lines. But since I first spoke about it, there's been like three rewrites. And
have you been getting like less lines each
yes,
time?
Yes. I think maybe they're watching this, seeing that I'm gone through a mental breakdown and thought... Shit, we best be prepared.
Have they made you more edgy?
No, I wouldn't say more food, edgy. Yeah.
Who needs it?
But I've got... I was meant to have a scene with an emotional scene with an old man, but it's now changed, so it's an old woman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh!
What's the emotion?
I don't want to say too much, because I think they...
Was that your note?
Producers and that watch this, so I don't want to slag it off in any way.
What sort of producer watches this?
You should have said, I don't want to talk about it, not I don't want to slag it off.
Yeah.
That sounds like you want to slag it off a bit.
I wouldn't be slagging it off anyway.
Sorry, guys. I always look at that camera when it's... Are you going to Germany?
No, because I'm doing the film now, and the dates clashed.
Really?
So the film that might not be happening clashes with the definite German plans.
It should happen. Yeah.
You're not allowed in Germany anyway, are you?
Nah, not anymore.
Go on.
No, after my cowboy things I was doing over there.
I feel like it was
improv king, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, yeah.
You went with the cowboy thing and not the Nazi thing you were doing earlier.
Yeah, well, I was doing that as the cowboy, wasn't I?
Yeah, think on, mate.
Oh, wow, it was one character, it was cowboy Nazi.
So, yeah.
What?
Multicultured, right?
Yeah, he does a lot of different things.
And yeah, but I wouldn't describe a racist as multicultured.
Right, Germany was Waz and Baz, wasn't it?
It was. I can release that audition tape now if you want it.
Absolutely. Yes.
I'd love to
can
see
we, can we
were
get
you
it?
Waz or Baz?
Well, we did both.
So yeah, is Dave not going?
I was cast as the stupid one, yeah.
And Dave was the smart one?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we did it the other way around, and then they were like, no, we like this, but do it again.
It's not believable.
Can Dave still do this trip, or is...
Yeah, I don't think he wanted to do it just without myself.
Ethan, are you trying to get yourself as part of it?
No.
The way that you're trying to shoe on yourself.
It does feel a bit shit, though.
If you want to do it with him...
You fucked Dave over, haven't you?
You fucked him royally.
You have fucked him.
I wouldn't say
Dave's got
him.
Bigger fish to fry.
Has
he?
He's got advert work. He doesn't need to be slumming it with this guy.
For a TV show the other day. A kids one, yeah. What's it? Oh, what's it called?
Did he tell us about that?
I don't know.
No, he didn't.
No. Yeah, he got it the other day.
He got the advert.
Oh, he got it.
Oh, no, I don't know if he got the job.
Oh.
But it's for like, an evil character in a kids show. Oh, what is it called?
Wow. Oh, you don't have to give away Dave's details.
Yeah.
Ryan, why don't you do an audition now? Put yourself out there. This could be your 2025 show reel.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm not sure we have enough for it this year. Should we give him a little...
Okay, so you're a prisoner. You've been in your cell for a long time, and a new recruit has just been sent in.
And I'm an elderly lady that you fancy. Yeah.
And she's just joining you in the cell.
And you've just pooed yourself.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, it's the old lady the same.
Your trousers.
She's been put in prison, and she's going to be in your cell. You've pooed yourself, but you are a hardened 25-year criminal. This is your fucking wing.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me?
What's a bitch like you doing in my corridor?
Bitch?
Yeah, you heard, lady. What are women doing in my corridor anyway? What are you sniffing, bitch?
I think it's stool.
Stool?
I think this punk's afraid of the new cellmate.
This is my wing. We shit ourselves in this wing.
You shat your
bitch.
Pecs.
What?
You should have stood up and lifted your hat when I walked in. Never mind shit yourself sitting down.
No, I'm hearing a lot
what
of this.
What sort of IBS freak
are you?
I think they're going to film.
I hope they do.
I'm not a paedophile.
You're a nervous paedophile.
I was not in here for paedophile. We beat up the pedos
you're
in here.
You're a weak stomach paedophile.
This is a pedo-free wing. Are you a pedo?
Oh, you're a free pedo. You won't be free for a long time.
Oh, I'm going to live and die in this prison.
Yeah, you will die. You'll die tonight.
Quit bragging.
You'll die tonight.
I won't die tonight. You're going to die tonight. Probably from
I'll probably choke on your stench.
You won't. You won't because
give
I've showered.
Choke on.
Everyone in my wing showers and I make sure they do. I shower them myself.
You need to. Shower right now, blabbermouth.
Right.
You're calling us dentures and stenches over here.
With me, bitch. We're going for a shower.
Dentures and stenches.
Ryan, you can't drag a woman that you fancy by the ear.
Covered in shit.
I fancy her.
Yeah.
Is that was one of the notes.
Yeah.
I was hoping that you'd pick up on the fact that we did want you two to get together.
All you did was skunk.
Yeah.
Do you want to pick it up?
No, forget it.
Can we cut to the shower scene?
I think I've got the part.
It's very well they won't they, though. I did like that part.
If the producer saw that, I will play the old woman.
Yeah.
That was me on a 4.
That's good.
It was Ryan on a 12, I
believe. Well, we can use it in the show reel.
100%,
you cut that up for him?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
No worries.
Every time I come on, can we do a different genre?
Yeah.
So we've done...
Okay, yeah, yeah. So what was that one, would you say?
Horror.
Like romance?
Yeah. Drama. That was drama.
It's always the same scene.
Yeah.
But it's... We just changed the genre.
A very playful shat in the trousers.
I'm dreading comedy.
It's a musical.
Ryan, dare we ask about your love life?
Ah, you can.
I think we just saw it.
It's, yeah. The love life. Are you
loving life?
Yeah, more so.
You seem better than you were before.
Yeah. Do you know what it is? I think I just needed to work and get out more because I just spent a lot of time.
Yeah,
just
it's so in the flat.
Then after Turkey and everything, I wasn't going anywhere or doing anything.
Especially Turkey.
Even before Turkey,
you know. So getting out and having something to do every day helps.
More perspective.
Yeah, because then when I actually do get downtime, I'm enjoying it more. Mm. Yeah. You know, I'm feeling less guilty about
it. It's not the same if you just do nothing all the time, is it?
Well, this is it.
That's
yeah.
it, yeah. That's what you're saying.
I should have gone on booked holiday straight after my full time's coming to an end now.
So do it. Just book one tonight.
Why is your full time coming to an end after the summer holiday? I would assume that when people are back at uni and stuff, the queue would be popping. Not during the summer.
No, it's more family. No. More families,
is it?
No. Yeah, and then weekends you get couples going because they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I'll have to go sometime.
Yeah.
Do you want to go?
No.
Me and you?
Maybe a member of staff there will offer to suck your dick.
I'll be there every day.
You'll be licky.
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible. Why am I going to the queue now? That's what's going on.
Take your top off.
What were we talking about before that?
Your love life.
Love life, yeah.
There's someone I can tell.
I've started going on Hinge again.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Nice.
But it's one of them, like, I've got...
Ryan's Hinge profile be going down the screen now.
Yeah. I get a match, and then I just don't talk to them, because I don't want it to go anywhere.
I've never used Hinge. Do they message you first?
No, it's Bumble is one where it's...
They can do.
Yeah. They can do.
No, he could message them.
Oh, okay.
Hinge is meant to be more friendly, you know, for people that are like just gent. You know, it's not like Tinder.
Yeah.
Tinder's just about.
Yeah. My man knows.
I don't use Tinder. But I'm not. Do you know? I'm just not that bothered.
You're not
really
bothered.
Not that bothered. Yeah.
What's do you have any aims for the end of the year? Something you'd like to do before the end of 2025?
Maybe just be a bit more consistent in.
With what?
Working out or like doing things, you know, like squash and rock climb. I like these things, but I'm not consistent enough to do it every
day. Be careful with that arm.
Do
it. Just be careful with it.
Yeah, I just do it when,
especially if you're doing rock
climbing. I want, you know.
I remember a few years ago, your aim was to get really fit.
Yeah.
So you've ticked that off.
Succeeded. Yeah. Seen this beard, mate. Now I'm fit.
Talking point. Things we haven't got quite right. What inspired this was I went for a walk in the rain with me waterproof jacket. Came back sweaty and soaking. Yep. Oh, what's the bloody point?
Oh.
And then Zoe said, well, the more expensive ones, I think they have a different material and they do keep you waterproof. What's the point?
They fail too easily. They're not. They don't feel nice to wear.
No. Claggy. Yeah. Claggy when it gets wet.
Mm.
Wearing, right, wearing a thick bin liner, isn't it? You know, it's got that film on
Ever
the inside.
Want a bin liner?
Yeah, for Halloween. Growing up.
Yeah.
I always used to stick a bin liner on. With my mask.
When I come in under my bin liner, love.
With my bin liner mask.
Yeah. Bin liner shoes.
Yeah.
Parents just stick me out every Tuesday morning.
That's good.
That's good, yeah.
Take him away. I also had takeaway cappuccinos. Anytime you get a cappuccino to go, it just when you lift off the lid, it's just froth like your third bath after mum and sister have been in it. You know,
oh,
so frothy. The suds are barely there. It's brown water.
What are they doing?
I can't get behind cappuccinos.
I can't get behind my mum and sister.
It used to be my favourite to make.
Really?
Yeah.
It's easy in it because
I like the froth, like
espresso's easier.
Just imagine you making it, throwing it, the Mr. Tickle Mug. That's my morning
cappuccino.
Coffee.
Shit.
Let the drama side go, mate. We're thinking more rom com vibe, quite cheeky, silly Adam Sandler kind of film.
We can do this scene.
It's not about the cappuccino, is it?
Relive it.
That's a shame.
Mm.
What is
your cappuccino conundrum?
Yeah, cappuccinos, they're crap. When done in a little takeaway cup, I find.
Yeah, they're not meant to be made for that, you know, it's more for a mug, isn't it?
Yeah, but so many people must order them every day. Cappuccinos to go, please.
I'd rather a cappuccino than a latte though.
Yeah.
Personally.
I prefer a flat white
milk.
I don't know the difference between all these. I know you see the images where it shows how much milk.
I think you'd prefer a flat white, especially to take away. Because it's more consistent. Because your foam, if you're sitting in a restaurant, a cafe, fair enough. But to go, stop with the cappuccinos because they're not going to last for you.
Yeah, they're not.
Get a flat white because you're getting less milk, which is what you want, and you get a little bit of
decaf mocha, mate. That's what I get.
Do you?
Yeah.
Don't like coffee makes me anxious.
Tom, protein cookies.
I know. I mean, I was trying to think of something, and that's the only thing that I routinely pick up. I think,
Even in the microwave, they're crap.
Yeah, like if I'm thinking, because sometimes vegan options, you get that fuel one. You know, the purple black packet?
Yeah, so bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're just, that's awful. Anytime I've ever had a protein cookie, really
disappointing. I don't think protein tastes stuff like tastes shit. That good.
No.
Then it's not great.
It's the deal you make.
Yeah. The bars I can just about get on board with. Cookies seem like a funner choice, but they're worse.
Do you guys have to eat this stuff because you're vegetarian, vegan, pescatarian?
Sometimes it's an easier way to get protein.
Yeah.
But the equivalent for you would just be, oh, I'll just eat some pieces of chicken.
But I do think about getting protein all the time in most meals, but when I have a protein bar, I just think, oh, it's, I don't know, I might have a pasta later.
Yeah. Just a small, a big pasta.
A small amount of protein.
600 grams.
Save some bloody room for the bloody kill, mate.
I knew you'd like that story.
When I was in Croatia, I got a cookie there, a protein one, and I took it out of the pack and it looked like...
Why are you doing this to yourself?
A frozen beef burger. This looks horrific. And it was like perfectly circle.
Was it good?
It was amazing.
Oh, really?
Like cashew nut. And shock, I thought, wow, this is incredible.
Protein stuff always has a taste to me. Like, they always taste.
Yeah. Yeah, but this didn't have it. Really? And normally, yeah, I know what you mean. A little bit soily sometimes.
Yeah.
The fact that we still use batteries. Like AA batteries, AA batteries.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So annoying.
Just A&A batteries. Yeah.
The little discs. Batteries.
Just running out of batteries.
Running out of batteries in your AA meetings.
Yeah.
I'm fed up.
I am done with this.
Pass me the vodka.
Yeah.
Here's one thing I thought of. Mock the Week doesn't exist anymore. But when they used to do that, scenes we'd like to see, why didn't they just go from one team to another like that? You're like... That's how they should have done it, because instead you had that cringy everyone goes.
But then they probably wanted that.
Oh, it can't be good to watch Andy Parsons mutter to himself as
probably
he walks back.
Probably not good
back.
To watch Andy Parsons. So, you know.
Where are you, Dennis?
I think it's to make it look more improv than it actually was, because they've obviously prepped
none
this.
Of it was improv, was it?
Yeah, so it's like to go, oh, look how like just spontaneous we are. And
no, but it doesn't though, does it? If as soon as it goes off, four of them go off.
I know, but then that looks like they're all going... Oh, we've all got something fun to say about this.
Yeah,
but realistically,
but it's
like,
not improvised, though, is it?
I agree with you. Yeah, but at the time, I didn't really question it.
Like, and also because the scoring at the end, Dora Bream. I know it's not really about that. You just go, fans go to Russell, Hugh, and Andy like that. Hugh wasn't on Andy's team. That's stupid, Stephen.
No, it's good.
but it just seemed like there's no real logic to that.
Well, look, I'm glad it's gone.
It's probably about saying funny things.
Is it gone?
Yeah,
fair enough. I thought
that's something they didn't do right.
And I thought because I seen like, it was cast good. To it.
It's just that it wasn't.
It was good when Frankie Boyle was on. That's when I watched it when I was younger. I've not watched it for probably 10 years.
And Hugh Dennis did say some funny things. Like I think later on he probably he did better because he was the long standing one.
And they did have some guests sometimes. I wasn't a big fan of some good guests. You know, sorry. Russell Howard, he was on all the time.
Mickey Flanagan came on a few times.
There was a guy, is it Chris and Addison or something like that?
Yeah, he's good.
I don't know why. You
didn't like him?
Al Murray came on, he was good.
Yeah. I didn't like that Chris guy. Yeah, I think he's actually funny, but just when he comes on.
Oh, I only know him from, is it Thick of It?
Yeah.
Oh, I think
he's good.
Have you seen The Thick of It?
No.
The Thick of It is very good.
It's written by one of the guys that came up with Andy.
Yes.
What's his name? Have I...
Andy Parsons.
I was going to say Andy Parsons.
Andy Parsons. It's not very funny, though, is it? Have you seen The Walk?
How do I get Alan Partridge and Andy Parsons? Well, AP, I guess.
Le Boo Boo's, WTF.
I went to the Trafford Centre and I seen this massive queue like in the middle. Was like,
you don't normally queue, do you?
What's all this about?
And 10 minutes later, I get to the front.
Well, I don't mind if I.
Just dangling off your ear that we hadn't seen the whole time.
So I left with a boot full of these crazy mystery things. Fucking Le Boo Boos. Have you seen them? They're really expensive. I've kind of thought we were over tat like that.
It was a big craze a few months ago. It came about, and it was at Kirsch Kicks they gave me one because it was like, oh, they're massive.
Yeah.
People are coming to the shop just for these.
What are they? I've never heard of it.
They're like these little Furby things, but they have like kind of like crazy. faces.
But you don't know what you've got until you've opened the
that's
box.
That's the sort of excitement of it. Oh,
yeah. but it's
a little lottery of which one you'll get, and some are really rare. So it's a bit like that. Mm. And I think it was Central C months ago who was collecting them and then made them.
But I just find it amazing what hype can do, because hype can take something that, like, no matter what way you dress it up, pretty cheap toys.
Yeah.
Mm. But people will queue and they will spend loads of money, just, you know, and then it's just gone.
I remember turning on the TV and there was a...
It's okay, you got it.
What's it called? There's like a cop
he
show.
He says Andy Parsons.
It was a cop show. No, not the Bill. And there's a guy talking about fake Labubus. And like gangs are making their own Labubus now to sell on.
Gangs gone from cocaine.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's ridiculous. But a guy was saying like there's like they're making hundreds of thousands of these fake.
Pablo Escobar.
That's good, yeah.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Right, let's do Stephen Lies. We have a jingle.
Stephen Lies. Stephen Sweet Little Lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Throwing up in my parents' bed.
Atomic wedgie.
Cutting fake Velcro cake in a playhouse.
My biological mother lying about taking me to Mr. Blobby World.
Just and a mirror.
And the question today is for Brilliant. The group... is what is your earliest memory?
Looking in a mirror, apparently. Cheers, Mum.
Ryan.
So I was very young. I remember sleeping in my parents' bed.
We're talking 11, 12?
18?
Younger than that. Cheeky shit. And I remember drinking some water from a water bottle. Right?
Thirsty work.
And I was lying down whilst drinking it, and I remember my mum going to me, "Sit up when you're drinking. Sit up when you're drinking." And I just didn't, and I just went, just threw up all over the bed, and my mum was just like,
"How old were you for this?"
I think I was in year one,
5 years old.
Five earliest memory. Five.
Pretty young.
Throwing up on mum's bed.
Yeah.
You can't drink though. You can't drink a lot of drinks, can you? That's your
maybe
thing.
That's where it stems from.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that's ringing true. My very earliest was me walking up a hill with my mum and not my mum, my dad and sister to a McDonald's. but it's a little bit hazy. It's not that interesting. My atomic wedgie was from my sister. She dressed me up as a nurse, which I have pictures of a lot. Mm. And then one day we were fighting over getting a picture with me as a little nurse, and she wedgied me and ripped my pants.
Oh. Wow. How old were you then?
I was four. Three was the hill.
An atomic wedgie at four.
Oh, we didn't know it was an atomic wedgie
right.
at the time.
Years later,
you
would realise.
When she ripped my undies as a little boy, that was atomic.
Do you remember that wedgie? That was atomic.
Yeah, so I think this was my third birthday party.
What was again, sorry?
Cutting fake Velcro cake at a playhouse. I remember I'd had a party at Galt Toys. So I remember the day, it's a little bit hazy. And I just remember coming back home, and the main thing that sticks out that day is that I'd got a little playhouse that you could erect indoors, only small little thing. And inside, I had a little table and stuff, you know, whatever, playing kitchen. And I had a little Velcro cake on there with a plastic knife. And I just remember cutting up the cake to give some to my mum.
You know when you hear something and you're like, that's...
The Velcro food.
Yeah, I remember that.
Forgotten about them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great memories.
Third birthday is very early.
Yeah, I think I was three.
Wow.
And it was because I wasn't in school. it's hazy, but I believe it was three.
Okay.
Smithy!
I mean, mine, basically, you know, that's...
I don't know, we have to dig in.
Okay, go on, dig.
Biological mother lying about me...
Taking
me to Mr. Blobby.
So
Works.
How old were you when this happened?
I don't know. Like, I was a little boy.
Okay.
Like, I was a young...
What's with the sass?
Yeah.
That's we didn't lie to you.
Sassy well. Smith, innit?
So how old were you when this, roughly?
Can I say five?
You can say whatever you want.
Say five, yeah.
I will probably lie. I don't know. I'm going to say five. I think it was five.
Relax.
I'm just so... Yeah, I'd say about five. But I could be wrong. I don't have a lot of memories as a child.
Hmm.
Or just ones that you don't want to remember.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Yeah, not ones I'm going to be like, yeah, bro.
I've never heard of Mr. Blobby World.
Yeah. I looked it up. Apparently it's a thing.
So she wasn't lying about that.
Yeah. This was the last time I saw her.
Were you she big said, into Mr. Blobby?
I don't think I was. No. I think it was just a thing that
thoughtless
people did.
You say you looked it up.
Yeah.
As a five-year-old.
No, recently.
Recently.
Oh, recently, sorry. Recently,
to verify. Yeah.
I think you verify if
as
it was
a five-year-old.
So
Mr. Blobby
was. That was the last time you saw her?
Yeah, yeah.
No, we shouldn't do that.
But wouldn't you have earlier memories if that was the last time you saw her?
Most of my memories with her weren't great. And I don't really remember much before then.
But would you have had a different question if you're not given your earliest memory?
Like, my earliest memory before this is like... Not something I'd write on here and be like, "Hey guys, let's chat about this."
Okay,
because it's not great.
Even that's not great, then.
No, but this is like the this is it's
my mum.
This was a bit of banter.
Bit of banter, yeah.
Yeah.
What was the? Sorry, it might have been covered. What was the motive for the lie?
I think it was like, "I'm probably never going to see you again. Let's try and make this a nice event." Hey, I'll take you to Mr. Blobby World.
There's still time.
Yeah,
you
that's
can
true.
Still make
that
good.
True.
Look forward to November's Patreon
true.
Special.
Yeah. Yes,
we're going to rebuild Mr. Blobby World. We're going to tell him we're going to take him there.
So you rebuilt it for nothing. You rebuilt it.
It wasn't
for
nothing.
Take
it was
me.
For a lot of money, mate. Such an expense.
It's funny. Just see your face.
Hey guys, Mr. Blobby World's back.
Mr. Blobby World.
Mr. Blobby World.
Oh, sorry.
Mr. Blobby World sounds fun. Though.
Mr.
Brummy.
That's fun, yeah. Brum.
Another place you'll never go.
Cheers.
Sorry.
Cheers, man.
Yeah. Okay.
Or is me looking in the mirror, as Stephen said.
Oh, I wouldn't have said that. Not at that age.
Great memories, guys. Love memories.
It's always great to have memories. If you look along, we've got some other memories available.
Mine's quite traumatic, Max. Yeah. I'd say an atomic wedgie is more hurtful than...
Mm. I actually sliced myself open on a...
Would we like to to vote who you believe to be the
No,
faker?
I think out of respect... okay, should we vote? I think it's Stephen.
I think it's Stephen.
I think there's...
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Max as it's not his earliest memory.
I just don't... I agree that the wedgie happened. I just don't know if...
You agree, do you?
I believe...
I hope it happened.
Thank
this
you.
Happened, but I don't know if that would be your earliest memory. But then mine's thrown up in a bed, so...
Something traumatic... Well, not traumatic, but, you know...
Yeah. Mm.
An extreme moment. Mm. I was four...
It's the way you've described it. I feel like maybe if you were answering the earlier.
It's not my earliest one is me walking up a hill, but that's not very interesting.
I hear
and
you.
I'm also not totally sure if that's a dream.
I hear you, but I've got to vote. I've got to vote.
That's fair. That's fair.
And I feel like I'm telling the truth.
Yeah, because you've got into detail about the Velcro.
Ryan, I don't trust Ryan's memory. I feel like this probably happened when he was 7, 8 years old, and it is his earliest
and
memory.
And the link to him, to him not being able to down drinks makes sense.
He was nervous. He was just about to start secondary school.
Max is very hard because he said he can't give his earliest memories, which is fair.
So he's given us an early one.
The earliest one
I can
write down.
On this.
This
know.
One does stand out, but I think there'd be earlier memories.
The only reason I think Atomic Wedgie is because of how it's written. Because
what's,
I think everyone else's
memory?
Feels more like a memory. Whereas Atomic Wedgie, just the words Atomic Wedgie, could be from a different question.
Sure, he's not like given like a headline like sometimes do in the...
No, I get that.
What would my question have been to give that?
I don't know. What's your favourite thing to do? I mean, you know.
It's like Mock the Week on here.
Yeah.
Very good.
We've had two votes for me, one vote for Max.
I'm going to vote for you as well.
My question was, what's something annoying your parents have done? My mum once gave me an atomic wedgie.
I had the same question.
well done, detected.
Done, guys.
Well, I thought it was
Why
Max.
Did your mum give you an atomic wedgie?
This is the kind of relationship we have.
Fair enough, yeah. Was it recent or...?
No, it was... like 15 years ago, my newly developed testes fell apart. Thank you, mother.
Your eyes wide.
I made them. I'll break them.
Why did she do that?
We have a very sort of.
Did you get her first?
Oh, we're always fighting.
Right. Okay.
Last time I saw her the other week. What did I have? We were throwing something around like a stress ball. It was quite heavy, and I aimed for a bad ankle and got it.
Fuck's sake, man.
There's the sort of
wedded.
Watch this, Leon. Future generations. Oh dear, Nana's let herself down, it seems. Oh, you won't do that.
Which one?
Wax Ryan.
I think he might.
I'm not gonna.
No. Well, but I think if you tell him the premise, I think so. Shall I give the premise?
Go
on, give me the premise.
Because obviously, you know, you famously gave up Sundays to watch Formula One. You're a big Formula One fan.
Yes.
And the world of Formula One is very small. There's only a few teams, few drivers. So what I thought we could do is we test you a little bit, but give an incentive the other way, so that I will name Formula One drivers. You tell me who they drive for.
Okay.
For everyone you get wrong, you get a wax strip. But for every two you get right, we get a wax strip.
Oh, fuck.
And I've done it, so it's like, you should get most of them.
Do you know what? I'm all right at the names of the drivers. It's the constructors. I'm not 100%.
But you know them all.
Oh, fuck it, let's do it.
Hey! Do you have any wax strips?
We do. They're over there. Ryan, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got eight here.
Fuck.
Right.
Okay, go for it.
Number one.
Yeah.
George Russell.
Mercedes.
That's correct.
Oh!
Number two, Pierre Gasly.
I know this.
Pierre Gasly. I think it is Haas.
Incorrect.
Shit.
So one correct, one incorrect.
So that's one for you, Ryan.
Yeah. Do you want to? Do you want to stick one on me?
Yeah.
Do that while we're giving you number three. Nice and easy, potentially. Fernando Alonso.
Oh yeah. He's recently moved to
Monaco, I bet.
Oh, he's gone long ways.
Williams.
It's Aston Martin.
Oh, Ryan. What are you doing on a Sunday?
Right, give him another wax strip.
I want to say Aston Villa.
And let's hope he picks up. Tell me who Lando Norris drives for.
McLaren.
You've earned your first wax strip.
Who's getting it, Ryan?
Well, it's going to have to be you, Tom, just because it's your idea.
That's
all,
yeah.
Like, do you want
that.
To put it on him?
No, I trust you.
Okay.
Is arm okay? Are we just going to...
Yeah.
Do his pubes.
Back of the neck.
Oh. Your pubes shouldn't be there, Max.
You had to do me, did you?
Sorry.
You just had to do me because it was my
I'll
idea.
I'll go round now.
Yeah.
Do him again.
You've not even got hairy arms.
He does. Well, not anymore.
You do. Yeah. Why have you done it there? You've done a big gap. What is that? That's just gonna fucking kill. Number five, Oscar Piastri.
He is also McLaren.
That's correct. You are on
three.
Charles Leclerc.
That's Ferrari.
Got another strip to give out.
Oh, my boy Stephen.
Thanks, Ryan.
Just a couple more to go, Ryan.
Oh God.
Carlos Sainz.
He's Williams.
It's correct.
Yeah.
Can you give out another wax strip, or are you going to take the last one for yourself?
Oh,
it's
intense.
Esteban Ocon.
Take your time, Ryan. Take your time.
Yeah.
Okay, man, I'm going to have to.
It has.
It's correct.
What? I didn't even get it up with Google in time.
Well done, Ryan.
Thank you.
Who's that going to?
Oh. my boy Max.
Why?
Because so everyone's got one.
Back of the neck.
Oh, no.
Back of the neck?
No.
Wherever you want.
Thank
wherever
you.
You want.
Wherever you want. Tom's arm.
Back of the neck.
I'd say back of the neck.
I'm not saying that.
So I thought I was going to say more then. Just stop.
I do not honestly, there's no hair there, bro.
We could put it to the max and pull these off during it.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I don't know if it'd link.
Should I make
up
a wax based put it to the max?
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Jebend, mum, total Jebend, bro, 100% Jeb, Jeb's the lot. How do I tell them my birthday is my special day when all they have when they all have the same birthday as me? Proper selfish digs, the lot of them. Very difficult one to read, but I think
no, it's
similar to the chocolate
and
one.
Follow,
Dad. Jebed, mum, turtle, Jebed, bro. Some of them are questions, some of them aren't. I don't know what's happened here.
Right, no, look.
But I feel like what's happened.
Max, I feel like you always translate these, put it to the max.
Right. Dad, Jebend. Mum, turtle,
Jebend. Oh,
you've
got to know.
Bro. Eh. No, you just read it.
Go on then, Max. The last one we did was two people had the same birthday.
Yeah, so these are, well, these are from theme. When it was the birthday podcast.
Okay.
There's ones that aren't birthday ones.
No, we'll go.
Max, you read one out.
Okay. Oh, I am seething.
It's my birthday. Oh, fucking hell.
You'd be the one that wasn't. Oh, wait, no, there's two birthday ones. Okay. Do you want a birthday one or do you want a birthday?
Just give us one, please.
Give us a birthday one. Give us a birthday one.
You want a birthday one? I don't care what the other mothers and fathers say. I am not weird for taking over my daughter's friend's birthday party. I am not weird for winning musical chairs. I am not weird for opening her presents. And I am not weird for beating up the other kids when they lost a laser tag. I am not weird. I'm just a man who loves birthdays. Help me convince them I'm normal.
So Max is a man who loves birthdays.
Got that.
Okay.
So, I mean,
and then whose birthday was it?
I don't know.
His daughter's
to be fair, it was a daughter's friend's birthday party.
So a friend's daughter. So we need the friend, we need the daughter, probably another child.
Mm. I'll be a child.
And then I guess the other parent.
I guess you can be. So you're the dad who's.
No, I don't. I'm not going to take the big dad role.
I think you should.
I'll take the dad role.
Okay,
we got a dad. I'll be.
So yeah. I'm the one that loves parties.
Okay. And you can be dad's daughter.
Okay.
I'll be. And I'll be the one whose birthday it is.
Okay.
Your friend.
And I'm a parent.
And you can be another parent maybe has a child also at the party.
Parent,
but we're
child.
Not sure.
Your parent. Daughter.
Your daughter.
Yeah.
My daughter, sorry.
Yeah.
Brownie yourself?
I am actually. I got bloody 7,000 points. I beat the record.
Yeah, you beat my child as well.
Yeah, and the record.
When I find them.
Yeah, but they had a good time though.
What do you mean they had a good time? Crying on all fours isn't a good time.
Well, they had a very memorable birthday. My daughter enjoyed it, didn't you?
Daughter!
I forgot about
enough!
Enough of your shit!
Oh my god!
Pardon my language. Pardon my language, children, but enough of your shit.
No!
Your dad's weird.
No, dad, your hairy arms are going.
That was... What? Look, I've known you a long time, right?
It's been 12 minutes.
Well, I've known your daughter a long time.
Hey there! You don't know my daughter. Not from Eve.
I do. I shot them twice today.
That doesn't mean you know someone.
Oh, it does. It does in my world. Daughter.
Hello.
Daughter of mine.
Yep.
Do you think I overreacted today?
You ruined my birthday. You made it all about you,
asking my
weird
daughter.
Man. I'm not going to lie. I don't know who this man is.
Right. So, now I'm a non-skin.
He was stood outside. He was stood outside the play area, and he said, "Are you going to a birthday party? I need an excuse to get in." I said, "I don't know who you are, sir, but I don't know who you are."
Do you know this?
Aye, aye, aye! Oh my god!
Hey, love, would it make you better if you got that strip off? Go on, an eye for an eye. Why are we getting waxed at this birthday party? I've got to ask, what sort of child's birthday party?
Yeah.
You've got one left?
I have got one left.
Worst birthday ever.
Nothing like waxing your daughter at her 8th birthday, is there? Catch those hairs before they come out. That's what you always say. You'll always be my little one.
It's a family tradition for us.
Is this true?
Isn't it your first?
I'm not his family.
You are.
I've got no
my
idea who you are.
I tell you what, she's going to take some wax, isn't she?
She's not got very good memory.
Most of hers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's as if she gets bashed around a lot.
Yeah, she doesn't get bashed around a lot.
Why did you wink at me when you said that?
I didn't mean to.
So it's just
Do you want to get his wax strip?
You want to get that lisp.
I want you to do it.
Yeah. I can't do it.
You can't let a child walk around lisping like that. Okay. It's cruel. For us to listen to, at least. Oh, you...
Sorry. Had too much pop at the party. Not, and I don't mean pop over there.
Yeah.
You said you don't know him. No, he's your pop.
Yeah. I told you, my daughter has a terrible memory.
And the rest. Yes.
And the rest.
You're the memories that least of her worries.
Excuse me. How is this turned around on me? And not the creep that waits outside the kids' play area.
I'm not a creep. I'm just a passionate man. I get.
You
I just
beat
I
kids.
That's just a pedophile. I pick you.
Are you kidding? I'm a fucking 10.
Of all these,
I'm
you
a
keep
fucking 10.
Up to me.
What?
All these gorgeous
you're
kids.
You're both
here.
Adults.
You're following me around.
You're my dad.
You're last I'd pick. You're very.
And then
you are the
pick.
Least.
Unless you haven't got taste. I've seen your wife fucking mid, mate. You'd be lucky to get someone like me.
Are you looking for a new daughter?
I'm not having that.
Please take
last
that.
Pick. Last pick is that
no,
one. Right
no,
there.
Honestly, everyone wants me.
No, they don't.
Literally,
no,
everyone.
They don't.
No one
you
wants
should see
you.
The emails I get.
You're a paedophile's nightmare.
What?
You look 42, but you're 8.
Do you
you're the last thing.
I look at least 32.
Quit bragging.
42.
You've ruined this party for us adults.
Yeah.
And I saw. Give me that.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Anyway. Anyway.
I think we helped.
Yeah.
Ooh. God.
Moral of the story, don't.
Just be careful. Who are you?
Don't have lispy children.
Mm. Yeah, be careful who you make friends with. And who you have is your dad, I guess. Oh, I'm going to need a bath.
Oh, took some skin off there.
Bath.
Can you need a bath?
Yeah, put some fucking water in it this time, mate.
That's my daughter you're talking to.
I'll grow
thanks,
up.
Dad.
I don't bathe my kids.
I can smell.
Yeah.
Oh my god, right, I'm going to make one next week, that's really kind to me.
sorry, you've made me out to be a pedo within the first, like...
And me?
Like,
how did I make you out to be a pedo?
I don't even know him, he's just following
mate,
me around.
Mate, you're acting, this is part of the job.
Yeah.
You can't call yourself an actor and then go to the director and go, then, actually,
Guys,
and then 2 minutes in...
You've got a lot of lip on you there.
Thank you, I got it from my dad.
Not much lip here, believe me.
That's I don't know who did that, but that's awful.
That is poor.
Yeah, this one is...
oh, but
Yeah. Sticky stuff.
Very
there.
Shiny.
Yeah,
my,
it's
very numb.
Look at the lovely skin. Work I did.
Yeah, it looks yeah. like it.
Yeah.
He's come off a bit, but you know.
Anyway, do you have a final question, Ethan James? It's
the final question.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Ethan James.
Hey,
Jammo.
EJ.
It's that part of the show where we do the final question. The question today is, would you rather receive £2 for every French fry you eat per day or £1 for every push-up you do per day?
Push-up, 100%.
£2 for every French fry.
£2 for every French fry, so £1 easy. For every push-up.
French fry are thin and...
Yeah, but I'll do the push-ups if I'm making money off them and I'll get in good shape and I'll... Easy money.
Yeah,
easy money.
It's hard to do. Fries. It's hard to do. You can a lot of press-ups
you can eat
at once.
Like five French fries in one go.
I can do
tenner.
I can do about
and not that many
60
calories.
Press-ups in one go.
No, you can't.
I can.
It would take you longer to make money.
You do 60 press-ups to play us out, whilst we discuss eating French fries. Because I don't think you've got 60 in one go.
I've not done them in a while.
Plus, it's only only 60 quid.
Yeah, 60 quid. But I'll do that, and then I'll just chill for a bit. Then I'll go and do them again. Another 60 quid. I'm 120 now. It's not even 9 o'clock. Well, it probably is about 10.
Elbow injury at 10.
Yeah.
No brainer for me.
I'm eating French fries. You're not even getting paid for it.
You can always eat French fries.
I don't want to eat French fries all the time.
But,
fried
but if you need a bit of money.
Could you give us, can you give us 60, please?
It also doesn't matter how old you are. Like, you can still eat the French fries if you,
I'm not
you know.
Do 60 now.
No, you've said it.
The top's come off.
How many French fries are in like one serving? Like you would get from like a McDonald's.
I don't know, maybe like 30? 40. Yeah.
They're not proper, Tom.
Of course they are.
What's he on?
Not going all the way up.
Yeah.
That's,
now, if I had a French fry, that thing's eaten.
No, they're not. Gotta go all the way up.
Mm. You got to cross your legs as well and go on your knees.
They're the little ones. Mm.
Now, little ones would be like that.
No.
Not doing it right.
You do missionary.
You've got to cross your legs as well and put your knees onto the floor.
You need to clap as well.
Yeah, that's how you really do it.
Oh, yeah, make a lot of money here. Anyway.
How are you feeling after those four push-ups?
I mean, I think it was on 20 once, 15.
You weren't on 20.
You were about 7.
I was told that...
7:45 degree push-ups.
They're proper press-ups.
Proper press-ups.
My bros are PT.
Not wrong with them. Don't want to lock your elbows,
I'm not
do
paying
you?
A quid for each of them.
I think you owe the industry whoever's offering this deal money now.
Yeah.
For
wasting
their press-ups.
Time.
Yeah.
They were real press-ups. I will.
I'd eat French
I will
fries
die on that
day.
Hill.
Every day I'm eating French fries.
You just press up on the hill. What about you, Ethan?
I think the incentive for the press-ups is quite a good one. I agree with Tom. I think, like, after a while you can build up and hopefully you're hitting the big bucks as you get fitter. Although I do love a free meal.
How long
meal.
Would it take you to make £1 million doing push-ups?
I'm not going to earn as much money, but I might have a motive to just keep myself in good shape.
I think it's a side hustle.
Yeah. But this is it. I mean, you're making money and, you know, whereas... With the French fries.
And making money.
Yeah, but you're incentivised to get more unhealthy.
It's sort of short-term gains, isn't it? Versus long-term.
Fine, I'll do the push-ups.
I wasn't trying to tell you to do the press.
No,
I think long-term the French fries are better, though.
Why?
Because even if you're like an old man and you can't...
Yeah, but if you've made your millions...
Anymore. Yeah,
but I don't know if you can make millions doing push-ups.
No.
You'd have to do 1 million push-ups.
You could just... Eat all your French fries and get yourself on some Ozempic at the end.
You don't even need to eat that many fries.
Just do a tenner a day.
Yeah, like literally, you could eat like 100 French fries, which is like two packs.
Incentive of the fucking sweating. Oh, it's just
fucking lay down for about a minute and then sat down.
Sweating pasta.
I wasn't going to carry on.
Did you sweat with the 600 grams of pasta?
Sorry.
Did you sweat with the 600 grams of pasta?
It was rough. Like it was. It was.
We're closing now, sir.
It was penne pasta. And come on, a big fucking dish that they must have got from the back off a display or something. It was a big plate. It wasn't 600 grams. They said, oh, that'll be 600 grams, the guy that was cooking at the time when I asked for it. But
it's a bag of pasta.
There's a lot of pasta.
It's not even that much.
All right. Fucking right, do you know what? I'll bring a bag of pasta in next week and you can fucking.
I'm not eating dry pasta.
Guys, if that's what incentive to watch next week, then I don't know what bloody is.
No, that's going on the Patreon.
I'm going to cook an entire bag of pasta and you're just going to eat it.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Ryan.
Ryan!
You ruined that spot Ryan. For me to touch.
Yeah. Lovely to be back.
Anything, lovely to have you here, mate.
Anything you want to threaten out in the world?
Just watch your backs, yeah? No, that's
oh, that's horrible.
No,
you've got your Hinge
for me,
profile.
For like, you know, there's a lot of dodgy people out there at the moment.
You name three. Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah. Ryan's on Hinge. If there's any lucky ladies in the Manchester
add me on
area,
Hinge, give us a message.
I won't respond to you.
Well, don't you have to match them? It's not so much
but you're swiping on everyone.
Message me, guys.
Get yourself
on Hinge.
Swipe far enough to find me.
Are you swiping on right to everyone?
Not everyone.
So go on Hinge. Be attractive.
So if they don't match you, you said they're fucking ugly.
Yeah,
that's horrible.
I'm really sorry. So anyone who tries to match Ryan,
you should match with everyone. Yeah. You don't speak to them anyway.
I've not really touched the Hinge since you edited it as well. Which
what? Ooh,
most spontaneous thing I've done is shat myself in Vietnam.
I don't think I did that, Ryan. That sounds like you.
Mm. No, you definitely did it. I wouldn't have thought that.
Well, you speak about that quite a lot.
Yeah, I know, but I wouldn't have put
what's going on about
in my Hinge. If I was left to my own devices.
Well, people, ladies love travel, don't they? This is a man who travels.
Yeah.
And he's not afraid to, you know, get a bit dirty along the way.
We'll watch Brokeback Mountain with you.
Have you got your tattoo in your Hinge?
I'm not gay for my roommate.
No.
Okay. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you.
Yeah, well done, everyone.
Stay safe, stay humble. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.